Emma peered surreptitiously over her companions in the antechamber. Some were pacing off nervous energy, others sat stiff and still, but every single one seemed tense and alert as they awaited their appointed visit with the king. Glancing down, she noticed that she had begun to shred the hanky she held and quickly eased her hold, crumpling the piece of cloth in her hand to hide this sign of her nervousness. It had taken a great deal of begging, nagging, and pleading for her to get her cousin, Rolf, to arrange this meeting with Richard II. It was not often that women were granted an audience at court. Popular opinion was that any issue they might bring forth would be of little import and therefore better seen to by their husband or father. But Rolf was one of Richard's most favoured dukes. He had also been raised with Emma, loved her like a sister, and was prone to let her have her way whenever possible. Despite her refusal to explain what her complaint involved, Rolf had agreed to request an audience for her, and, unfortunately, the king had been in the mood to indulge him. Tucking her shredded hanky up her sleeve, Emma settled her hands in her lap and tried not to fidget. A difficult task. Now that she had gained what she had worked so hard for, Emma was beginning to regret the impulsive plan she had come up with. Unfortunately, she hadn't stopped to consider it thoroughly before pursuing it with her usual dogged persistence. She had conceived it and struck out to make it happen, without thinking about it too much. That was one of her failing sins. She was too impulsive and stubborn in her approach to the problems in her life. Even she could see that. It would see her in hell someday. At least, that was what Father Gumpter constantly told her.
Lady Eberhardt?
Emma gave a start, then paled at the sound of her name. It was time for her audience with the king. Oh, sweet Saint Gabriel, this was a mistake.
My lady?
When the steward raised one eyebrow at her hesitation, Emma silently cursed her sudden cowardice and got promptly to her feet. Like it or not, she was here now, by her own request. She had no choice but to go through with her plans and hope for the best. Straightening her shoulders, she approached the steward, then followed when he turned smartly on his heels and led her through the door people had been walking in and out of for the past hour. Well, most of them had walked in and out, she thought now. There was that one poor, unfortunate fellow. Emma wasn't sure what he had said, but he had apparently displeased the king. At least, that was the opinion she had arrived at when the guards had dragged the terrified man out by his heels and hauled him away. Probably to the tower, she thought nervously, as she was led into the audience room and up to the chair where the king was seated. A cleric of some sort stood on the king's right, while Archbishop Arundel, Lord Chancellor since Bishop Wycombe's retirement, stood on his left. Emma tried to staunch the unpleasant thoughts that ran through her mind on seeing the prelate. She did not care for the new chancellor. He seemed far too arrogant and sly to her. Her opinion was not softened by the expression on his face as he took in her presence now. It seemed he did not even need to hear her complaint before deciding it a waste of the king's time. Emma was working herself into a fine temper over that fact when she suddenly realized that what she would say would most likely prove him correct. Begad, this had indeed been a mistake.
Lady Emmeline, Your Majesty.